Welcome, and welcome back to Brandler Bits. I'm Jeff Brandler. Lately on Brandler Bits, we've been doing the tour of the Feelings Islands. We started with fear, we went to regret, we went to guilt and shame, and today on Brandler Bits, the first of a two-part, anger. So today we're going to talk about what anger is, how it comes about in the body and the mind, and ultimately what we can do about it. Anger is another great feeling. We all have it. Nothing unusual about it. We have different degrees of anger. Ironically, people only seem to recognize anger at its highest levels. Anger, like all feelings, occurs on a 0 to 100 scale. It gives us ways to defining it. We might be annoyed, or frustrated, or tense, or angry, or pissed off. We have lots of adjectives to describe it, but they're all degrees of anger. In our 0 to 100 scale, we're all good. When people get to 125, they have rage. And when they have rage, bad things happen. Verbally, emotionally, physically. So the goal, ultimately, is to recognize the anger, recognize how it occurs, and figure out how to make it better. Pretty simple. Anger occurs in the body. Think about it. When you get angry, what body sensations do you get? When I get angry, what body sensations do I get? Some people feel hot. They can feel their blood pressure rising. They can feel their heart rate going. They can feel the tenseness in their body. They can feel their head get tense. They can feel the back of their neck getting tense. They can feel all of their muscles getting tenser and tenser. It occurs in the mind. People just seem to be losing their ability to think. They tend to react. They tend to just have raw feelings. Back a few episodes ago, we talked about thoughts and feelings and actions. Anger is the perfect part. What kind of angry thoughts am I having that is producing that angry feeling, and what am I doing with my anger? Now, many people that I see in my office have issues with anger. That is, that they either get too angry or they don't get angry enough. They stuff their anger, they keep it all inside, stuff, and then boom, the volcano goes. Or they're just explosive about everything, and it appears that they have no filter. So clearly, neither of those are particularly useful. So we need to just develop some strategies to recognize anger in the body. And so if you pay attention to your body, you start to identify what is the first symptom of my anger that tells me that I am getting angry. Because then from there, I can then do something about it. The other part about anger is it's not accurate. Lots of people will say, "You make me angry." That's not true. That's not even close to true. I make me angry. My thoughts make me angry. My feelings make me angry. My reactions make me angry. You can't make me angry. I make myself angry. Communication-wise, there needs to be an I in that. I feel angry when this happened. There's an I, not a you. Anger comes in lots of different ways, and we are usually misdirecting and misguiding it in both our reactions, physically, in our statements, verbally, and what we do with it. So ultimately, we identify what the anger is. We identify where it occurs in the brain. We identify where it occurs in the body. And then we need to work with it. What do we do with it to make it better? In my experience, there are two groups of skills. There is the physical, and there's the letting go ones. So physical ones, they're pretty obvious. Think about it. Anything that puts it out. So exercise, kickboxing, scrubbing, cleaning, snow shoveling in the winter, raking in the fall and the spring, planting in the spring, all great outlets for anger. Anything that comes out of my body that I can do something with, it leaves my body. And then there's the other side. Prayer, meditation, hypnosis, relaxation, yoga, all things that are more calming, soothing, to let the anger subside. They all work. Each person has to figure out what's best for them in terms of reducing their level of anger. Which of those techniques, which of those tools will they use? Some people will write out their anger. They'll write angry letters to people that really get them upset. There are many tools to get rid of anger. The key ingredient in all of them is that when you release the anger, it leaves your body. When it leaves your body, you feel better. If you'd like to get a hold of me, easiest way is my website, www.changeispossible.org. I'm Jeff Brandler. This is Brandler Bits. This has been part 1 of Anger. Expect part 2 to be up soon.